Riffing Around.
Oh, no.
You guys know it. You love it. And we're doing it again.
Woo!
Riffing Around, where I play a musical riff from a very famous song you've heard before. And you just have to identify the title of that song.
Oh, you make it sound so simple.
It should be pretty easy. But today we have a new category. In honor of the international games going on in Tokyo right now, every song you're going to hear has been very popular at sporting events.
Oh.
Either to get the crowd pumped up, to cheer on the winner, or taunt the loser. Some of them may be very, very easy. You don't even have to be a sports fan to know these songs.
Okay, I'm trying to think of my old Jock Jam CD right now. What was on it?
Well, let's get to it. Alexis, you're going first. Name this famous sporting event song.
Oh no! I know it, but I don't know the title! Jump around!
Jump around.
Okay, good.
You psyched yourself out, but you knew it. Look at that.
I got scared.
You give her the easiest one.
No, it's not. I have to start. It's a lot of pressure, you guys.
And here comes the obscure track from the 1944 games.
All right,
Brooke, you don't know
name this obscure track from the 1948 games.
I hate you.
Here it is.
Oh, I know. My Sharona.
Whoa.
I'm sorry, Brooke. A little bit too confident on that one. What do you think, Jose?
Oh, dang it. I didn't wait.
Oh, my gosh.
You needed to wait just a second.
Yeah.
My Sharona!
The beginning sounds like My Sharona.
Sort of. Jose, do you have a guess?
Yeah, come on. I know it now.
Alexis, can you steal
it?
The fact that it's the second song may be a hint.
Second place.
I'm sorry. It's called Song 2 by Blur.
Good, good. Okay. At least I recognized it.
Okay.
Okay, it's coming to me. I really hope it's the national anthem.
Jose,
let's go.
Imagine you're in the arena when this song comes on the speakers.
Oh.
Oh, it's Eminem.
Oh,
what's he called, though? This is the hardest part of the game.
Yeah, you need the title.
It's the title. Mom's spaghetti, arms are sweaty.
Now, those are lyrics. I need a title. I can't give you too long.
8 miles.
What is it?
Two,
answer!
One shot.
Alexis,
can
you steal it?
Come on.
Come on. It's
a loser song?
Yes.
That's right.
I get song number two.
I'm really not confident in my answers, and they're right.
We're on to round two, and Alexis is in the lead with two correct. Brooke and Jose both have zero. Now we're back to Alexis. You're a former college athlete, so you have an advantage. Name this famous stadium song.
Oh, no. I have no idea.
Oh, really? I thought you guys would know these for sure. Okay.
Why do you always say that?
He's so into hair rock. Like,
80s. I got nothing.
Brooke.
Welcome to the jungle.
That's right, Brooke. Welcome to the jungle. Giving me crap and then saying the right answer right afterwards.
It came to
me. Well played.
I didn't know it.
Well played, Brooke.
All right.
Yikes.
Brooke, that means we're back to you. This is your chance to tie it up. Give me the name of this legendary tune.
Hit the road, Jack.
That's right.
Oh, so easy.
No.
Two correct now. Jose, you should know these better than anybody because I think you've been to the most in-person sporting events out of the whole group.
They don't put on the screen the name of the song. Just hearing you sing. So I don't know the names
of usually drinking and dancing.
I love this one.
All right. Well, you'll hear this at every single stadium in the world. Can you name it?
Oh.
Oh, what's it called?
Yeah. I mean, I can.
Oh, no.
My answer is. Whoa.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. That's not right.
No,
Alexis,
no,
can you steal it?
I don't know the name.
This one's a tough one.
Of course.
Game time.
Brooke, do you have a guess?
Hold on. Shoot, it's not Blue, is it?
No, I'm sorry. Blue. It's by Zombie Nation. Kerncraft 400.
What?
Jeff,
did you say
that was a hard one.
Spell it.
Kerncraft.
Why are we 400.
Is it German?
Welcome to the Kerncraft. We are going to play the games.
On to round three. Oh, Alexis, imagine you're in the stands this comes on.
Oh, one shot. Wait, no, that might not be the name, though. Give me a chance.
Oh, I know! I think I know this one!
I know it! I don't know the name!
I know it!
You got 3 seconds.
Champion! I don't know the name.
Brooke, can you steal it?
Is it Run This Town Tonight?
Oh, dang it!
Run This Town.
Of course, when I know it.
Run This Town, sorry.
Jay-Z featuring Kanye and Rihanna. That means, Brooke, you've taken the lead.
No. Okay, here we go.
And Brooke, get even further ahead, name this song that they play to get the fans going. I'll tell you, there's two titles for this song that we'll accept.
What?
There's the original title of the song, or the title that all the people tend to call it.
Huh. Like, hey!
What? Yeah.
What's the title, though? Looking for a title.
Hey.
I'm sorry, Jose. Can you steal it?
I don't know either.
That was...
Hey with an exclamation point.
No. Oh. She said, hey, number 56.
Yeah, hey, number 46.
Alexis, can you take it?
Hey, yeah.
I'm sorry. It's the Hey Song. The original title, though, is Rock and Roll Part 2. Part one was not as rock and roll.
Apparently.
Yeah. Oh, all right, Jose, you've gotten zero correct so far.
You got this one,
but
Jose.
If you get this correct, it's worth 3 points for the incredible comeback victory.
I love it, Jeff.
No.
Jose, need the title of this world famous hit.
Come on.
What is it?
Sandman! Enter Sandman!
That's right! Jose, Enter Sandman by Metallica ties it up with Brooke. So this comes down to a tiebreaker between Brooke and Jose.
I love the rules, man.
First person to name the title of this famous stadium banger is going to win it all. Let's hear it.
We will rock you.
No. Jose! With the come from behind victory, Jose is the winner of Whipping Around Sports Edition. One for the ages. A comeback we're going to be talking about for decades and decades.
This is not how sports scoring works, Jeffrey. I'm protesting. Anybody who wants to stand
Hit song
up with
number
me,
five.
Text 78592.
All right, Brooke, I'm sorry.
Hit the road, Brooke.
That was Riffin' Around. I'm Jeff Foam Finger DeBoe. Make sure to go check out the video.
I got a place where you can put that foam finger.
In Jeffrey's social media. We've got your phone tab coming up right after this.